RNZ Pacific, mālo tau ma upongi pongi ni. I'm Mara Tuile Epitaylor with the news. New Zealand's Defence Minister says a C-130 Hercules will be sent to Tonga as long as the conditions are favourable. The Pacific nation has been blanketed in ash and there are fears drinking water supplies may be contaminated. New Zealand is readying aircraft to conduct reconnaissance and if the conditions in Nuku'alofa allow, to land there. Penny Henare says preparations have begun for deployments.
The C-130 is of course our Hercules, which when we can assess whether or not it can land in Nuku'alofa or we'll have to make other arrangements to make sure we can deliver goods. Our reconnaissance is the first key step to that.
The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says officials are hoping favourable atmospheric conditions will allow for flights over Tonga today. Tonga's water supply and agriculture could be severely affected in the fallout of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai eruption. The Prime Minister says New Zealand will support Tonga with clean drinking water after the explosion contaminated supplies there. University of Auckland volcanologist Steve Cronin says the volcanic ash could produce acid rain and leachates, which can destroy crops.
The acid associated with volcanic ash can burn the leaves of crops and also cover any leafy vegetables and things like that. So it's pretty bad for a lot of crops, particularly broadleaf crops, bananas and squash and all that kind of stuff.
He says that drinking ash-contaminated water can cause upset stomachs and illness, and international support will be critical. A Tongan seasonal worker in New Zealand's South Island says he fears for his family after the tsunami waves hit the island nation on Saturday. Lani Whanetavake of Ha'apai says the last time he spoke with his wife and son was at 2:30 p.m. local time on Saturday.
But after that, around 4 o'clock, I look at my phone for the waves coming to the island. The water, and I called again to my family, but they no answer.
Lani Whanetavake says he's also worried for his older sister on Atata Island, 15 kilometres from the volcano. The Red Cross says they have not been able to make contact with workers in Tonga since Saturday afternoon. A spokesperson, Kate Greenwood, says reconnecting Tonga with the rest of the world is the most urgent priority.
People can register themselves as being safe or people can register that they're looking for loved ones. So we will be attempting to do that as soon as we possibly can.
She says the Red Cross has enough supplies to help about 1,200 homes. And the Tongan community across the globe has rallied together. A Tongan leader in Auckland, Pakiloma Naselua, says there are many people in the US, Australia and New Zealand with loved ones in Tonga. He says everyone is on tender hooks.
Today is Sunday and as you said, there will be prayer chains and sermons from our church leaders, you know, pledging support and their prayers and thoughts for our families back home.
In other news, Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama is not expected to return to work until the end of next month. The government announced on Saturday he is recovering from heart surgery in Australia. Fiji's acting Prime Minister Ayed Said Kayum says Mr. Bainimarama is in high spirits and has spoken with his family. Mr. Said Kayum said he was in Singapore for a medical checkup late last year. Drones are being used to assess the extent of damage caused by tropical cyclone Cody and associated flooding in Fiji's agriculture sector. The government says farms growing export commodities are the hardest hit. No dollar value has been calculated as yet, but the initial damage assessment has concluded that a large amount of export commodities were damaged in last week's storm. Fiji's Agriculture Secretary Vinish Kumar says the assessment also found that crops and vegetables near waterways were largely damaged during the floods. Cyclone Cody left one man dead and caused thousands of people to flee their homes. The world's tennis number one, Novak Djokovic, is believed to be on a flight to Dubai after losing an Australian federal court appeal against his visa application. Seen as a health and public order risk in Australia, the unvaccinated star remains a hero in his native Serbia. Speaking in Belgrade, the president, Aleksandar Vučić, says that's the case, regardless of the player's thoughts on COVID safety.
As a president, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I was three times vaccinated, three shots I took, and it's not about that. If you wanted to put principles in front of everything, you should have said, okay, non-vaccinated people cannot enter the territory of Australia, but you didn't say so. You were saying medical exemptions and medical exemptions, and he came there with medical exemption proposal.
Aleksandar Vučić says he's told Novak Djokovic the Serbian people can't wait to see him. The Taliban in Afghanistan say a roadside bomb attack targeting a group of their fighters in a vehicle has killed a child in the capital, Kabul. They say four of their members were injured. It's not immediately clear who is responsible for the bombing, but Islamic State militants have carried out similar attacks in the past. Meanwhile, a group of women has held a protest in Kabul demanding rights to work and education. One of the protesters say the Taliban used pepper spray to disperse them. In sport, the Silver Ferns' chances of reaching the Quad Series final are over following their second straight defeat. The Ferns were beaten 49-46 by England in London this morning. New Zealand led 16-10 at the end of the first quarter, but the hosts pulled the score back to 25-all at half-time before taking the lead and keeping it. Despite the defeat, coach Dame Nolene Tauira was pleased with her side's progress from yesterday's opening game loss to Australia.
We were more set on what we needed to do in regards to our strategy, and I thought when we did that, we actually either turned over ball or kept the ball. A huge improvement from the players, and there's a lot that we can take out of that will give us a lot of confidence.
The Silver Ferns next play South Africa on Wednesday morning. Joe Root says he would like to remain as England test captain despite the hurt of losing the Ashes series 4-0 after another big defeat by Australia in Hobart. The hosts won the fifth and final test by 146 runs with 2 days to spare, with the tourists losing 10 wickets for just 78 runs. Six-seeded Rafael Nadal says despite coping with an interrupted preparation for the Australian Open, he's satisfied he's ready for the first Grand Slam of the year. Nadal concedes he was sick for several days after he tested positive for COVID-19 last month, but now he's recovered. He wants 2022 to be all about tennis.
Every day that I spend on court, I think it's positive, no? And every match that I am able to win, it's very important for my confidence, it's important for my physical performance, and you never know what can happen later.
Nadal is seeking a record 21st Grand Slam title in Melbourne starting this afternoon in his first round match against American Marcos Giron. And Liverpool climbed to second in the Premier League with a 3-0 win over Brentford, while West Ham squandered a chance to cement fourth spot as they lost 3-2 at home to Leeds. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.